We have difficulty here operating home businesses or telecommuting. It means our kids have to sit outside in a car outside the library using the Wi-Fi to do their homework.
The key question is how internet openness will be assured.
The problem in the United States is not so much our infrastructure as much as the insistence on wringing every single last cent of profit out of those pipes.
I intend to protect a free and open internet.
Tomorrow's vote on net neutrality at the FCC will not only decide the outcome of an ideological contest between the public interest and the rights of private companies. It will also decide what has become a dispute between states and municipalities over who can regulate the quality of internet services. Will Aycock is the general manager of Greenlight Community Broadband in Wilson, North Carolina. That is the municipally owned internet provider hoping to be able to expand their service outside their county. But they are limited by a state law which prevents municipalities from expanding service on their own. Will, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Also with us is Brad Kolonoski, who needs high-speed bandwidth to do all the graphics wizardry at his company, Exodus FX. So he and his gang moved his business to Wilson, North Carolina, in order to access the anticipated high-speed and affordable internet. Is that about right, Brad?
Yeah, absolutely correct.
All right. So welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Will, what do states say about what the municipality is doing, and what does the city and the community want to do?
Well, currently, we are limited to providing our broadband service inside of Wilson County by the current state law, and it's our desire to be able to expand beyond Wilson County. We actually have utility customers for our other services in all of the surrounding counties. And, you know, when the time is right and as demand is communicated, we want to be able to expand broadband into those other more rural areas.
Now, this is an issue in North Carolina and Tennessee, where certain cities, some have called them progressive, really want to move way ahead of the rest of the state. And the state has decided for its own reasons that, no, you've got to really toe the line here based on what the state considers important. What is the argument that the state has? You're not the best person to ask, but I need to hear that.
Well, the first thing is this is not about being way ahead. This is about preventing communities like ours from falling behind. When you look at what's going on nationally, you look at what's going on in the Triangle here in North Carolina with Google Fiber, some of the North Carolina Next Generation Networks efforts, you can clearly see how this next generation broadband infrastructure is beginning to be deployed in many parts of our state and in our nation. And for a community like Wilson, historically known as the world's greatest tobacco market, what it's about for us is we don't want to be left behind. We do not want to be last in having this infrastructure for our citizens.
Is all of this a challenge in trying to predict what your business is going to do, Brad?
It doesn't really affect us in a way if it's limited, only if we were to expand and go to another area, basically.
But you don't see any reason why people outside of your county and outside of Wilson shouldn't have the same internet service that you have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. To suppress anyone from being able to do the expansion or create jobs and just because it's a municipality doesn't really make any sense to me.
So a lot of people we've talked to this week in our series, The Road to an Open Internet, in communities all across the country, have said that if you increase the quality of the internet, that entrepreneurs will come to these communities. And you, Brad, are a case where that's actually happened, right?
Yeah, exactly. We originally came from Los Angeles. We spent 18 years there working in the visual effects industry from day one. Then we moved to West Virginia, where we were promised that they would have a decent infrastructure for the broadband that we needed, and it really wasn't. It was dismal. It was horrible. You know, we ran into where we approached companies, internet providers and cable providers, broadband providers, you know, to install fiber connection, and that fiber connections usually would cost us anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to install, and then anywhere from $500 to $1,500, sometimes up to $3,000 a month, which would only give us 20 meg up and 20 meg down, which, I mean, it's just unreasonable. I mean, there wasn't really any reason for it.
And you're a gig guy. I mean, for you to do what you need to do, it's got to be gigs up and gigs down.
Yeah. I mean, for us, you know, when we get films in that, typically on
a typical connection. If your upload speeds are just as important as the download speeds, and cable providers in general don't provide a level playing field when it comes to that, because I mean they usually give you a 100 megabyte download and then a 2 megabyte upload, which is, you know, to a business like ours is just not.
It's pathetic.
You know, the nominal way. Exactly.
It's pathetic, it's really, right? Yeah, just, let's just say it. Yeah. Well, Will Aycock, so your argument to someone like Brad is, hey, we've got it all here.
Right, exactly. You know, we wanted to provide the infrastructure in this community explicitly for, you know, people like Brad and everyone who's engaged in, you know, creative endeavors and needs to share their content and what they're creating with others.
And this week, the FCC will say that, you know, Wilson, North Carolina can do what it wants. State, get out of the picture here. Is that the outcome here, that the state will either be allowed to meddle in your business or limit your business, or it will be told to get lost?
You know, ultimately, the FCC has put it on their agenda for Thursday, and we're just going to have to wait and see what action they ultimately take.
So they could do any number of things.
That's correct.
And in that case, Brad, if they make the wrong decision, is the next stop for you Korea?
Well, yeah, maybe not Korea, but I don't think the fiber that they have right now would go completely away.
No.
As long as the fiber is here, then we're going to be here. I mean, we're not going to go anywhere else.
Brad Kalinowski is a co-founder of the business Exodus FX, which does high speed and sophisticated graphics for the film industry and others. Will Aycock is general manager of Greenlight Community Broadband in Wilson, North Carolina. Will and Brad, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you think of your internet connection? From White Sam in Washington, Kate says, my partner and I are both freelance graphic designers who rely on speedy internet to do our jobs well. Currently, we are in the process of purchasing a house and have found the perfect property in a neighboring rural town. However, the only internet access available there is DSL from a company I have already had the displeasure of purchasing DSL service from in our current home. This is pathetic. 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number for your story. And tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, we're hosting a Twitter chat about net neutrality and all of these issues we've been talking about this week. Visit thetakeaway.org for more information on how you can be a part of it.
Support for The Takeaway comes from the Henry Luce Foundation. For increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, giftedandtalented.com, providing personalized online courses developed by Stanford University, designed to help K-12 students advance in mathematics, language arts, and beyond. More at giftedandtalented.com. And the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.